into the garbage, you flyboy.
This is a rebellion, isn't it?
I call it aggressive negotiations.
The garbage will do!
Hi, and welcome to this month's Trash Compactor podcast, Star Wars from a Certain Point of View. I'm MC, and I'm here with...
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm a multi-shipper.
That is what we're going to be talking about today. We are going to be talking about the complicated and somewhat controversial topic of shipping in the Star Wars universe. So I think the way to start this off is to just talk about shipping. What is shipping, like, really? Like, there's kind of, I think, several levels of shipping, if that makes any sense.
It does. I was actually trying to explain this to my mother last night, and I had a great explanation then that I'll probably never be able to repeat. But it was something like either taking two characters who have a relationship in canon and...
just really supporting them?
Yeah, and going from there, kind of the natural progression of it. Or taking two characters who don't have a relationship and pairing them up.
I can definitely see that. Shipping is... you know, tends to be romantic. It does not have to be. It doesn't have to be romantic.
It doesn't have to be romantic. I ship friends.
And it doesn't have to be sexual. I have read some asexual shipping fic. But generally, when people talk about shipping, they are talking about romantic and or sexual pairings. And I do think that there are several levels of shipping. There's kind of your baseline, I like this couple together, but I don't actively do anything with it. I find, like, a lot of people are that way with Han and Leia.
That's exactly who I was gonna say.
Where it's just like, that is, it's right there in the movies, so they don't feel like elaborating on it at all. It's like, oh yeah, that's the first thing I ever saw. So, you know, of course I support it, but it's not going to be something I'm going to get super extracurricular about. I'm not going to search out fan fiction about them. I might, you know, like a picture of them together because it's, you know, pretty, but it's almost like a default setting.
Yeah, I think a lot of the canon pairings are like that. You know, I love Han and Leia. I like Anakin and Padme, but I don't go hunting fic for either of those. I've never really been invested enough to bother.
I think for me, it's like I said, it's like the default. It's like there's so much of them in the movies as it is, and with Han and Leia in the books, particularly in the old expanded universe, that it's like, I don't really feel the need to further elaborate on this, but I still love it. And for the most part, I can't see them with other people. I mean, I'm fine with, like, Han and Kira. And I'm fine with Leia and who's her love interest in Leia Princess of Alderaan?
That guy.
Yeah.
Whose name I can't remember.
It's not like a sin for them to be with other people, but kind of like, they're just kind of like...
once they've settled into the relationship we see them in, that's where it sticks.
And they're just not characters that I really elaborate on in terms of any fan works. But then we do have, like, ships that we get a little more active about. You know, we search out fan fiction for them. We write fan fiction about them in specific cases. You know, if that's your inclination, that's
those of us inclination. Who don't write fan fiction fling ideas at the people that do.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We sit in a Chinese restaurant for 2 hours and discuss how things can be written and turning somebody's innocent little Bendemption fic into this crazy multi-ship.
How many
multi-ship.
Of Sarah's ships can we jam in?
All of them.
Yes, please.
I'd say it was hard to fit in all of them because you have so many different Obi-Wan ships, but the thing is, I fit in a lot of different Obi-Wan ships.
Yeah, you do.
But yes, the ships that we're a little bit more active about. Now, I will say outright, I am a Reylo, and that's one of the ships that I get very active about. We're not going to be talking much about that this episode, because there is so much to talk about, it could take up several hours. So we're going to do a specific Raylo episode at a later date.
I am not a Raylo, but saying that, I am also not. I don't judge people on their ships. Whatever you want to ship, have fun.
Yeah, you're not a Raylo, but you're not an anti. Because no. There's a specific, there is this term of anti, where, like, but it has very specific connotations. It doesn't mean that you don't ship that ship. It means that you're actively attacking that ship.
Right. Whereas I, now that I'm about to say this out loud, I want to wear a shirt to my next convention that says ship and let ship.
Aw, if only you knew somebody who made t-shirts.
I could make that t-shirt. But that's how I feel about shipping.
Which is a really good way of going about things. I have been in several fandoms that have had some very, very, very rough ship wars. And I've kind of reached the zen point of, I just don't care to get into these battles anymore. If you're into it, I'm cool with it. I don't have to be.
Right. No, that's it exactly. And even then, sometimes, if there's two real big ships, and I don't ship either of them because I'm going to pick out the most random other combination that I can. When Force Awakens came out, and people were either shipping Poe and Finn, or Finn and Rey, and I shipped Poe and BB-8.
I like Poe and BB-8.
So do I. But I just kind of went, oh, okay. Y'all have your ship wars without me. I'm going to go over here and enjoy a man and his droid.
Please tell me that was a fic name.
No, not that I know of. But that's one, for example, that we mentioned earlier. I ship the friendship. I don't actually want to think about it any other way.
Fair, fair.
But,
well, I do come from an interesting, well, I think we do need to talk about the fact that shipping has become so much more of a bigger issue with the sequel trilogy. Then, I mean, granted, and we've talked about this in the Rare Pair podcast, that during the original expanded universe, there was some complicated shipping battles going on. Some of them in fandom and some of them in the books themselves. But when it came to the original Star Wars movies, shipping was, it wasn't as much of a thing. And I mean, I'm not to get like super heteronormative about things, but I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that there was only one woman in the original trilogy.
That's true.
And also, if you go back and look on like fan lore, if the original Star Wars movies were coming out today, like, what do you think would be the big ship other than any of the ones involving Leia?
Han and Chewie. Sorry, I said I picked the most random things.
I think that is canon already.
I kind of do too, actually. But
we saw a steamy shower scene with them.
Yep. No, yeah. It would be Han and Luke.
It would be Han and Luke.
And then in Empire, it would have been Han and Lando. And then at some point, someone would have shipped Luke and Vader.
From what I understand it, according to fan lore, there were Han and Luke zines back in the day. But Lucasfilm took a very strong view against adult-themed fan fiction. So they had to do it, like, super underground. Like, they published things without characters' names on it, and it was just kind of like wink, wink, nudge, nudge, that you knew that it was them. And so, yeah, for the longest time, like, it was, like, so super underground that, like, nobody knew it existed. But then when kind of you came to the EU, and suddenly you had a lot more, not only did you have a lot more characters, but a lot of the characters that were only, like, small parts in the original movies suddenly had much larger parts. I'm thinking of Wedge Antilles, specifically.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you had, like, multiple ships for, like, different characters, and pretty much the only ones who didn't, Han and Leia were, like, just, like, the only sacred cow. Like, they were the ones that were not going to break up, but everybody else could be paired with, like, a million different people. And were.
And were.
So since I mentioned Wedge Antilles, do you want to talk about it, Wedge Antilles and shipping at all?
I kind of ship Wedge with everyone. You accused me the other day of Obi-Wan being my bicycle character.
Wedge is your bicycle character?
Wedge is very much my bicycle character.
Well, I think you could have multiple bicycles.
Well, sure, but Obi-Wan's not one to me.
Okay.
But Wedge is. Because I ship him with every single pilot, pretty much anyone he's ever interacted with. Yeah, I maybe it's because there isn't a lot of fan fiction focused on him that I will read anything and everything. And I therefore don't... Well, no, I do ship him specifically with Tycho. But, yeah, no, I will read pretty much anything that he is in.
Which is an example of you thrusting your ships upon me.
Sorry.
Well,
not sorry.
Yeah, don't apologize, seriously. In the EU, I shipped him with, I think it was, I don't know how to pronounce it, because there's a lot of weird letters in it. The Q-Yux, or whatever? The bird chick who, like, designed the Death Star from the Jedi Academy books?
Quizux, I think?
Quizux, yeah.
I Something could be like mutilating the pronunciation, too, but...
But, yeah, it was, I'm almost ashamed to say this now, but I really liked the Jedi Academy books when I was like 13, and that's the books that those happened in, and it was just like this, you know, it was super cute and then got tragic, which is like perfect when you're 13, 14.
Yes, it is.
So then I shipped that, but then when we got into the new EU books, I really liked Wedge and Nora, but then you also, you know, it's like, well, what about Tycho? And, you know, I have read some of the X-Wing books now, and I like them together. So now in my fanfic, Wedge, Nora, and Tycho are in a three-way marriage.
I see absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Well, also, I just like it because I like introducing alternative lifestyles into, like, my story. I mean, anybody who has read it will know that because they know that I'm obviously setting up this, like, three-way love triangle between Poe, Obi-Wan, and my original character. No, I love doing shit like that. Because, like, not every relationship is set up the same way. And I mean, also, this is, like, a galactic-wide civilization. Different planets are going to have different societal norms.
And I also think one of the most fun things you can do with a canon relationship is toss a third person in it and see where it goes from there.
That's true. That's true. And certainly with those three, there's quite a bit of fodder for... Well, I mean, Wedge is obviously, like, the linchpin in that, because mm-hmm. Tycho hasn't been introduced into the new EU yet. I still think he's somebody that could easily be worked in. But yeah, I like his relationship with Nora. I like his relationship with Tycho, so why not? And Nora and Tycho seem like they would get along, so. Yeah, I like the idea of Snap having two dads.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Going off of tossing a third person into an existing relationship, I don't generally care about Anakin and Padme.
Yes.
They're a canon relationship. We all know what happens. We all know it's tragic.
And it's got some very stilted dialogue.
Yes. But toss Obi-Wan into the middle of that, and that becomes a fascinating, fascinating threesome.
This is also something I think we talked about in the Rare Pairs roundtable. I thought when Attack of the Clones came out that they were going to do a love triangle thing.
That would have been awesome.
Like, it almost felt like they were going to do it, and it got cut out at some point.
That would explain so much.
And yeah, there is some canon basis for it. Like, even if you, like, look at, like, Revenge of the Sith, when, like, Anakin's like, you're trying to take her away from me. And so it's like, yeah, that might be some, like, jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
It's way in there. I mean, granted, the dark side does really fucked up things to you, but yeah, no, I could totally see it. Oh, no, I just came up with, like, a really fucking weird fanfic idea that I'm never going to write because I actually hate that trope.
Okay.
Well, that is shipping, but throwing a third person in, that's a great way to, like, change up dynamics, and mm-hmm. there's just a lot of fun there. I talked about the original expanded universe, and that was a minefield of different ships back in the day, because there was no roadmap for who was going to end up with who, and you had writers themselves fighting about.
There was no story group keeping everyone on the same page.
You had Barbara Hamley hired specifically to come up with the perfect girl for Luke, and so she wrote Callista. But then you had Timothy Zahn kicking the door down, and it's like, okay, I kicked off this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm putting him with Mara.
Right.
Which, it's weird because I love Luke, and but I've never super shipped Luke with anybody.
No, I'm trying to think if I did. I mean, I low-key ship Luke and Wedge.
Yeah, obviously.
I ship Wedge with everyone.
I was going to say, I'm just going to take it that any character we mention, you have at least considered that character with Wedge.
I kind of see Luke and Biggs having just kind of had some fun as kids.
Oh, yeah, I could see that, yeah.
But nothing current. I mean, obviously that would be not very since hard. He's dead, but... but nothing serious, I think, is yeah. what I meant.
I mean, obviously, that is, like, a huge discussion people have been having. Was Luke married in the current canon? And that never actually occurred to me, that Luke would have been married in
No, me neither. Canon. I'd have no problem if he was, but I don't think he needs to have been.
I think part of the thing with me and Luke with ships, especially when it comes to the original EU, is that when I write fan fiction, if I come up with an original character that is paired with somebody, I end up loving that character so much that it becomes hard for me to ship that canon character with somebody else, which is shameful for me to admit, but, you know, that's just... it's a bespoke ship. You know, it's specifically built to appeal to... It's so id for me. It appeals to everything for me. But back in the day, I wrote a Mary Sue to put Luke with. And so that was who I wanted Luke with. And, like, I'm not going to apologize for that. But when it comes to, like, the current canon, it's just, like, Luke has had so much other shit going on. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of him just being, like, this old, crotchety, alone hermit.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree.
Except... when it comes to my one Luke ship, I do have one Luke ship, and that is
that the one that I know you ship?
It is the one that you know I ship. I ship Luke and Ezra, but I ship it, like, not in a, like, how do I explain it? I really like the, and this is obviously something that I'm doing in my fic. I love the idea of Luke being with Sabine and Ahsoka when they find Ezra, and them developing, like, this force. I don't want to say force bond because that's got so many connotations with it, but basically, yes, they develop this, you know, connection to each other, and they can't be together forever because obviously Luke ends up alone on Octo and Ezra is wherever Ezra is. And also I think their personalities are not conducive to them staying together. I like the idea of the last two surviving Jedi finding solace in each other.
Okay, I like that.
And also they're both adorable, so.
Yeah.
I did mention it at Star Wars Celebration, and the girl sitting behind me, just like the sharp intake of breath, just was so scandalized.
That's right, I remember that.
Well, I admit, I know it's not exactly a common ship, but.
You're speaking to the queen of rare pair shipping.
Yeah.
Common ship isn't a necessity.
Oh, yeah.
It makes things a little more difficult when you're shipping uncommon ships, but...
Luke and Ezra, at least they're from the same era. I mean, I ship things that are from people that died, like, before other people were born.
So. Yeah. Force ghosts can be very useful sometimes, though.
I have found so many ways around the whole people being dead for a long time.
Yep. Oh, there's plenty of ways.
But... I'm trying to... I definitely think shipping has really come into the forefront with the sequel trilogy. Certainly you hear a lot more about it these days. And I don't know if it's just because of social media or if it's because I don't want to stereotype in terms of gender. But it does seem like shipping does tend to be a more female-oriented activity.
I agree with that. I think what may have brought it into the forefront, though, is you and I grew up in a time when you didn't talk about fan fiction.
That is true.
There is an entire generation now who grew up with social media and never quite got the, this is supposed to be an underground activity.
You're supposed to be ashamed of this.
Yeah, and they're not. And even though that can be a little secondhand embarrassment sometimes, it's kind of nice that people talk about it. They just, they don't know that they shouldn't.
Back in the day, like, Lucasfilm was like, oh, you can't write about these characters getting it on. And, like, they, like, hit that kind of stuff. And these mm-hmm. days, like, if Lucasfilm tried to say something like that,
you can't stop the internet.
Yeah, the fandom would be like, yeah, no.
I was in a fandom that tried, and I don't remember which one it was now, but it didn't work. Darn, that's going to bother me. That was probably 15 years ago, but yeah, you can't stop that kind of volume.
Well, I mean, I was in the Harry Potter fandom, and J.K. Rowling has gone on the record as saying that she's not big on adult fan fiction. And if you just look at Archive of Our Own's Harry Potter erotic fiction, like, it's like massive. Yep. So nobody's listening to that.
No, people will ship what they want to ship, how they want to ship it, regardless of what the creators of media want.
I think maybe with the sequel trilogy, there's the fact that we have more female characters, because I mean, like, shipping, especially mainstream shipping, does tend to be heterosexually based. But also we do have a more relaxed attitude towards homosexual relationships. So, like, when The Force Awakens came out, you did have all of these people in mainstream media talking about Finn and Poe.
That was pretty cool to see, actually.
Yeah, I love that. The only thing that kind of bothers me about it is that people are still doing it now, even though it seems like Finn does have a canonical love interest in Rose. And it's to the point where people will ignore Rose's storyline in The Last Jedi. And it's like, okay, like, I don't mind if you ship whatever you ship, but please don't ignore this character who is amazing.
I agree up to a point. I don't want people to ignore Rose. I love Rose. Rose is amazing, and I want so much more of her. But we are probably, hopefully, crossing fingers, going to get more in the next movie. And therefore, fic writers are still going to focus on the, we're probably not going to get this pairing.
Well, I mean, I'm not even talking about fic writers in this. I'm talking about, like, interviewers who,
oh, you know,
there have been interviewers, like, during D23 when they're, like, talking to John Boyega and Oscar Isaac. And it's like, so Finn and Poe, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And then like, Rose is, not Rose, Kelly is just, like, standing there. And it's just like, hey, I'm in the movie too.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
I'm not cool with that.
No, that's a little uncomfortable, yeah.
And also, it's possible Poe might be getting something in the new movie. I've seen some interviews, and it seems like Zori Bliss, Carrie Russell's character, is an old friend of Poe's, and kind of, there have been some implications set forth.
Okay.
And I don't know, like, I mean, I'm here for it, because, like, I would like Poe to get some. So far, like, you know, certainly he's got a very rich fanfic history. But it would be nice for him to have some personal character interactions in the next movie. And Carrie Russell is also really pretty, so.
Yeah, it'd be fun to have Poe have some on-screen shippiness. Canonical shippiness. Since I know Lucasfilm isn't going to actually let him and BB-8 pair off together.
Yeah, I don't. Or I don't know, Dio has to come from somewhere. Maybe Dio is like their love child.
Oh, gosh. No.
Why are you friends with me?
I don't know. Because you write me my rare pair shippings in your Raylo fic.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, so who do you want me to say that Obi-Wan used to have a relationship with? Sure, I can write that in there.
Yep.
Yeah. Which we did talk about Wedge, who is your bicycle, but I did accuse you of Obi-Wan being your bicycle, and that's because you do have quite a few Obi-Wan ships.
I do, and I kind of figured out why you see him as my bicycle character. It's because Obi-Wan has chemistry with everything.
That is true.
Everyone, everything, and it's therefore hard to not ship him. Also because he needs all the hugs.
Yes.
And I'm willing to let any character give him those hugs.
Well, I mean, when I said that he was your fandom bicycle, and you said, why do you, he's not, and why do you think that? I'm like, well, that's just because you love Obi-Wan, and you want Obi-Wan to have all of the everything, so get it from everybody.
Yep. But no, I do kind of ship Obi-Wan with a lot of characters.
Yeah, you do.
Not all of them. Yeah. I don't ship him with Anakin. I do ship him with Anakin and Padme. I ship him with Rex. I ship him with Cody. I ship him with Bale.
Ooh, I've never thought of Obi-Wan and Bale before.
Really?
And now I'm thinking about it.
Sorry.
And I like what I'm thinking about.
Good, you're welcome.
I'm not writing that in.
No, that's okay. It is a very pretty image, though, isn't it?
It is.
I ship him with Hondo.
Yes, I can see that.
And Hondo is one of the very rare, I don't want to say bad guys, because he's not.
Ambiguously moraled.
Yes, the morally ambiguous characters that I like. I very much like good guys, if anyone hasn't figured that out yet. And Hondo kind of sneaks in there a little bit. I also occasionally ship Obi-Wan and Maul.
I could see that.
But only towards the very end.
You've so far missed two of my favorite Obi-Wan ships.
Oh, I'll get to it eventually. But go ahead, jump on in.
Obi-Wan and Quinlan Vos.
Well, yes.
And Obi-Wan and Ventress.
Okay. See, I don't ship Obi-Wan and Ventress, but okay. I can see it. I can absolutely see that one. Yeah, the man's got chemistry with everyone.
Oh, and of course, I mean, like, I guess Obi-Wan and Satine goes with that. That's almost a default ship.
Yeah, that one, I'm content with that one staying on screen with what we've got.
Yeah, I mean, I've made mention of it because it is, like, a thing that happened. But, like, what happened on the screen is enough for me. Like, I don't need to, like, further explore it. It is, like, it's in the Leia and Han pantheon for me, where it's like, yeah, it's there. I would like to see, I would die if there was a mention of Satine in the Obi-Wan series. That's going to be happening.
Oh, that would be amazing. Just a name drop mention.
Name drop, or maybe there's like some like memento of her in Obi-Wan's hut.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be lovely.
Do you ship Obi-Qui?
Yes. That is about the only real big pairing that I ship. I don't know why that one works for me and Obi-Wan Anakin doesn't, because it's exactly the same dynamic. But yes, I very much ship Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon.
I'm trying to just parse it out in my head. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that we saw Anakin as like little tiny Anakin, but Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon, when we saw them together, Obi-Wan was like pretty grown. I mean, I know that they went back and did stuff when he was younger, but
yeah,
it's different when you're introduced to him.
Possibly, but since my visual in my head of everyone is their Clone Wars versions.
Well, yeah.
That.
Well, then you're just weird.
I am. No, I think it's that I like the type of, dang, why can't I think of the word? The tenseness between Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon. And that there's so much there that we don't know. So, and maybe it's because, oh no, I know why. It's because I don't ship them while Obi-Wan is still Padawan. Which means every single one of my Obi-Wan Qui-Gon headcanon things that I like to read, etc., are what if Qui-Gon survived.
Oh, okay.
Every one of them is what ifs.
No ghosts getting it on?
No. I could see them both as Force ghosts getting it on, but but no. I don't know. So yeah.
That brings new meaning to becoming one with the Force.
Oh, yes, it does. No, but that's what it is, I think.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, because we know how Anakin and Obi-Wan's relationship ends.
Yeah.
Huh. There we go. I figured something out. Thank you. Yes?
Nothing. Sorry. I just thought it was funny that we've just gone on for however long about just naming Obi-Wan and ships.
Let's pick some other ships to talk about.
Well, before we move on from Obi-Wan, I am going to give another shout out because I think we are the only two people who ship it. And it's mostly me who ships it. I just kind of, this is one that I kind of force upon you.
But
Obi-Wan and Poe Dameron.
I have no problem with that.
Of course you don't. Yeah, I know you don't have any problem with it, and you certainly take into it when I've, you know, talked to you about it. This is like my big, like, I love doing cracky ships, and sometimes I do it for trolling reasons, but this is like the one where it's like, this is totally cracky, and I will do it completely seriously, because I actually like the idea of it. And part of it might be because the thirst is real and Ewan McGregor and Oscar Isaac are super hot, which is totally valid. I don't think there's anything wrong with a ship just being a thirst trap for someone.
No, shipping because of eye candy is perfectly reasonable.
That is something that I think is common with me, actually, that a lot of the things I ship, it's like, the ones that I get, like, really, like, extracurricular on are, it's like, I ship them because I find both of these characters super attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I have a lot of heterosexual ships, and that is not me trying to be heteronormative. It's just the fact that I'm really attracted to girls. So.
That's a good reason.
So it's like, you know, when I'm talking about, like, how I ship Raylo, it's like, yeah, I find them both, like, super attractive, so.
And I ship in a fade to black sort of way.
Though, actually, as I've matured, I've started to get more like that. But that's, you know, that doesn't change the, you know, the fact that, you know, I like to write about attractive people being together, like, even if it's not explicitly written.
That's fair.
Tension is just so, yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
But yes, moving on to some other ships. So,
ships that aren't Obi-Wan.
Ships that aren't
Obi-Wan. Who else do you ship?
Who else do I ship? I ship Finn and Rose.
Okay.
But that is also almost on a Han and Leia level, where it's like, that happened in the movies. I'm pretty sure they're going to keep that happening. So I don't go out and read fic about them. And I do write about them together in my fic, but they're not, certainly not a center point.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's not a ship in the traditional sense that we talk about ships, but I am far more interested in writing about Rose and Ben / Kylo in a friendship way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, their dynamic is something that I completely made up myself, because obviously, as the characters currently stand, they would not be friends. But from what I think a Bendemption would be, the way the character I think he would turn into, I think that the dynamic between him and Rose would be charming. So I love writing about them.
No, I definitely see that. I was just realizing the dynamic you have created for them is actually really similar to one of my other ships that I ship but don't read, because I really ship Zeb and Callus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just realized that.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. Yeah. No, I ship Zeb and Callus too. They are married in my fic.
Yeah, as they should be. I mean, Zeb took Callus home to meet his family.
Yeah, I mean, they were kind of married at the end of Rebels anyways.
Yes. So.
But yeah, no, now that you mention it, I didn't even think of that. But yes, like, my Ben and Rose friendship is very much a platonic version of Zeb and Callus.
Yeah, it's the, you destroyed my everything, but wait, let's see what we can create from the ashes of it.
Now I almost want to go watch Zeb and Callus episodes of Rebels.
I've been rewatching Rebels, and I'm like 8 episodes from the end. I'm about to run headfirst back into that again.
But yeah, no. Thank you for mentioning that. That's actually like really opening things up for me. And you have opened up a new line of conversation, because we have been kind of sticking to live action more. We've delved into animation a tiny bit, but
Rebels has a lot of lovely ships in it, in more ways than one, because the ghost is gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Best ship. That's not the best ship that's not an X-Wing. Not only Rebels, but also Clone Wars. And certainly I also, like, we've already talked about Obi-Wan, and you had mentioned Obi-Wan and Rex, but I like Obi-Wan and Rex as well.
I ship Obi-Wan and Cody as friends. I ship Obi-Wan as Rex as relationship.
Yeah. No, that's kind of how I see things, too. I kind of, like, taking the, leaving the general and his subordinate as a friendship and mm-hmm. having, just taking the chain of command out of it.
Right.
Of course, like, one of my big ships, this is, it's almost Han and Leia, but also I do kind of get extracurricular about it, Kanan and Hera.
Wait, you ship Kanan and Hera?
No, I can't stand them together. As much as Hera is my wife, I would let Kanan be my husband because he's very attractive as well. And also, they're perfect together. And I do read fic of them and I do mm-hmm. look at all of the fan art. And I haven't written about them because I've only written like one Star Wars fic and Kanan is long dead and Hera's only appeared a couple of times. But certainly their relationship plays quite heavily into the story, considering their children are major characters. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I love them together. And they're an OTP for me. I mean, I do like to ship and let ship, but I do have my couples where it's like, I cannot see this person with somebody else. And Kanan and Hera fall into that.
That's fair. I love Kanan and Hera. I could see them with other people, but I'd have to really think about who.
Yeah, I mean, we know Kanan was a little tramp before he hooked up with Hera.
Yeah.
That's canon. That's right there in the...
A New Dawn?
A New Dawn. Yeah, I just completely blanked on the title. Yeah, that's in A New Dawn. And I suppose if somebody gave me a good argument for somebody Hera hooked up with after Kanan died, then I'd be like, okay, sure. But in my mind, it's like, Hera was so in love with Kanan and barely interested in being with him
mm-hmm.
that I think that after he died, she'd just be like, I am dedicating myself to the Rebellion, to the New Republic, and then raising my kid.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who I could see her with after that, but...
Wedge?
No.
Really?
I mean, yes, but no, because she was there when Wedge left the Academy, and I think she still sees him as a kid.
Fair enough, yeah.
And that is literally my only stopping point on that, because he crossed my mind.
Well, because he's always going to cross your mind.
Yeah, I know. I could see them getting together far in the future, like post-Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, like, that's what I was thinking of, like, if it was going to happen.
Or even closer to Force Awakens era.
Yeah.
But, no, I can come up with someone that I could see Hera with. It's just not coming to me now. I kind of want to say Mon Mothma.
Oh, that would be interesting.
But not as anything serious.
Yeah.
Just as a, oh, look, we all survived, that kind of situation.
It's not something I think I'm going to think too hard about, because it's like Kanan and Hera are just so perfect that why bother trying to come up with something else?
Yeah, they're pretty perfect the way they are.
And I love Sabine and Ketsu.
Oh, yeah, they're together to start with. You're not going to convince me otherwise.
I do know that there are a lot of people that ship Sabine and Ezra. Certainly, right. I friendship them.
I ship Sabine and Ahsoka.
I could see that.
I also ship Ahsoka and Rex, though, so...
I've never really thought about that.
Sit on that idea for a little while.
I wonder if Ahsoka and Hera could work.
Absolutely. Yeah, I could totally see Ahsoka and Hera.
This is just evolving into... Let's just name all of the ships.
Well, that's kind of how shipping works.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, throw an idea out and justify the ship. Yeah.
Certainly, I've gotten a lot more active in my Star Wars shipping in the last couple of years.
So have I, but that's because I got back into Star Wars in the past couple of years.
Well, yeah. When it came to the original EU, my biggest ship there was I shipped Jacen Solo and Tenel Ka. I loved them.
Yeah, that one makes sense.
And for those of you who read my Star Wars fic, you will see I've introduced like some elements of them. That's why Rey lost her fucking arm.
You're terrible.
Somebody had to lose a limb.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, no, I really loved them together in the Young Jedi Knights books. And mm-hmm. I had stopped reading by New Jedi Order, kind of by the time they killed Chewie. I was just like, I'm out. But mm-hmm. I was so happy to find out that they did end up together, except then badness happened. So,
spoilers.
Oh, those books have been out for like 20 years.
I know, but I still haven't read them.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I know.
I know.
I mean, everybody knows about Darth Kitus.
I know.
Kitus? I don't know.
Kitus, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
That's how it is in my head. Oh, hey, who do you ship in Rogue One? We just, like, completely skipped that movie.
Chirrut and Baze.
Well, yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, that's, like...
That's obvious the way I ship Cassian and K2.
I like that you just say Cassian and K2, like, it's so obvious.
It is totally obvious. It is as obvious in Poe and BB-8 is. And now I want to know why I don't ship Luke and R2. Because we've got three of essentially the same dynamic, and I only ship two of them.
R2 was Luke's grumpy droid uncle.
Uh-huh. And K2 is Cassian's grumpy droid something.
I love you.
I keep saying, do I have to keep reminding you? I ship the most random pairs.
Okay, in terms of other than Chirrut and Baze, because that is Spirit Assassin is just perfect.
I like Cassian and Bodhi. I like Chirrut and Baze and Bodhi.
That would be interesting.
But kind of as just a cuddle pile.
Jin and Cassian would have been interesting, but I don't know how much I, like, super ship it. Like, it's just like, that hug at the end of the movie was just like, oh, that's, you know, they could have had something, but I'm not really interested in reading, like, what-ifs about them.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's the one problem with that movie.
Yeah.
Is, I love the movie. It's one of my top three. And yet, it's the one I read the least fic for. Because it all has to be either before or AU. Jin and Enfys Nest.
I could be there for that.
Have you read the solo novelization?
I have not. That's on my shelf.
Jin and Enfys. That is okay. All I'm going to say without spoiling everything. Anything.
Okay.
No, seriously, it's nothing huge. It's the timeline they briefly meet at the end.
Okay, that doesn't surprise me. And that's, as soon as you mentioned it, I was like, that's probably where you're going.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know, I could totally, I could dig on that. And I have friends that I'm surprised they have not mentioned that to me yet.
Bad friends, bad.
Galen and Bodhi.
Oh gosh, yeah, Galen and Bodhi. See, I know I've got some timeline ships that just don't... ships that the timeline just doesn't work in with Rogue One, but now I'm not coming up with them.
I ship Obi-Wan and Poe. Timeline means nothing.
Yeah. I ship Wedge and Poe.
Shocker there.
The timeline really doesn't work for that.
Why not?
Yeah, I guess it could. It's not as huge a gap in age as I think it is. I keep forgetting how young Wedge was. I ship Poe's parents and Cassian.
I like that.
Because the timeline does work for that.
That does.
Yeah. I like, see, I can justify just about anything.
Yeah. Oh, man. I think what we've established is that there's a lot of different ships out there, and we ship a lot of them.
And shipping is fun.
Shipping is fun.
And shipping should be fun.
I think that is something that people really forget.
Yeah.
That shipping is fun, and that's all it's supposed to be. Like, do not attack somebody if they ship something that you don't, because there's no point in it. They're going to keep shipping it. They're just going to think you're an asshole.
And you are.
Certainly, I have things that I don't ship, and if somebody wants to ship them, then just go for it. Just don't do it in front of
me. See, and I'm just, like, I don't ship bad guys. But yeah, if it pops up when I'm looking for something else, okay, I'm just going to keep on scrolling.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's, I mean, and certainly that's something that this fandom has struggled with a lot. That, you know, shipping wars are a thing, and it's ugly, and I don't like to see that. I just want everybody to have fun, mm-hmm, and to not, you know, turn it into a major thing.
And I'll say it, you're not going to change the world by how you ship or who you ship.
That is true. Yeah, no, shipping is just, it's two fictional characters that you want to mash together.
Yes. Sometimes it's because they're pretty. Sometimes it's because...
Chemistry.
Sometimes it's just because you're me and you want to pick the most random pairs possible. Sometimes it's just because you're bored. See what happens.
Sometimes you want to troll people by putting Vader and Tarkin together. What? Who did that?
I actually don't have a problem with that. I wouldn't read it, but I could see it. That'd be vicious and ugly and kind of fun.
Did I ever link you to my fic?
No.
Send you the link. I mean, I know you don't want to read it, but also it's hilarious.
Okay.
Just have fun. Like, if there's a pairing that you would like to ship and you think that it is impossible,
It's not.
Just go for it. It's, yeah, it's not impossible.
I mean, like, this is, like, a galaxy where people are fighting with laser swords, and we have force ghosts, and we've now been introduced to the world between worlds, where people can time travel, and I know people don't really want to talk about time travel in Star Wars, but it is there, and good for shipping.
Very good for shipping.
There are AUs.
There are what-ifs.
There are what-ifs. Yeah, like, just do what you do and enjoy the characters that you want to enjoy. One of the best things about exploring not the Juggernaut ships is that with the Juggernaut ships, often everything that can be done has been done.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing some of the smaller ones, that you're treading new ground.
Yeah.
Since I mentioned friendshipping Ben and Rose, a couple weeks ago on Twitter, I was seeing all of these people talking about the idea of Ben and Rose becoming friends, assuming that Ben goes good partway through The Rise of Skywalker and saying, I want Ben and Rose to have a storyline together. And I'm like, then, you know, check out my fic, because there is lots of Ben and Rose being friends.
Yeah.
And I don't think a lot of people have done that before, because not a lot of people have thought of it. Except now it's becoming more of a thing. And if you ship the Juggernauts, then you know what? That's totally awesome, because obviously that stuff is right there and there's a lot of stuff to mine.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. All it means is that it's easier to find fic and harder to find good fic. There's just a lot to go through when you ship the Juggernaut.
That is true. That's why usually if I am looking for fix, I tend to rely on Rex.
Mm-hmm.
Not the clone. I do love relying on Rex.
I kind of want to start a community that's just like Rex is Rex.
Oh god, I would. Maybe that should be like a segment of this podcast.
Oh, we could totally do that. Okay, anyway, come find us later on Rex is Rex, where we will wreck you some Rex, but not in Rex's voice, because I can't do that one.
Yeah, that would be a tough one. But anyways, yeah, I mean, like, you've heard us laughing throughout this podcast. We have a lot of fun shipping.
Yeah. And we don't ship the same characters.
And we don't. I mean, like, sometimes
we get a little bit overlap.
But yeah, Sarah does not ship Reylo, and certainly that's one of the big ones that I focus on. And still, she's super cool with me, like, talking about it. I mean, maybe sometimes she'll, like, zone out.
Yeah. And MC doesn't ship most of my ships yet. But when I throw the ideas at her, she listens and is interested.
And is highly influenceable.
Oops.
I mean, like, I did not actually ship Obi-Wan and Quinlan and Obi-Wan and Ventress until somebody pushed the Clone Wars onto me. And, we didn't mention Quinlan and Ventress.
We didn't. Because I don't actually ship them.
I do.
I know it's canon, but...
Yeah. But, like, that's another one where it's like you were kind of, like, nudging Dark Disciple at me because it's a really good book.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I'm like at work crying about Quinlan and Ventress.
Yeah.
Just be open to things. And if things don't interest you, then just be nice to the people who are talking about it.
Scrolling on by is a really good habit to learn.
I think the Star Wars fandom can get really ugly sometimes, but when you find the right community, it can be really great. And I think the best way to address basically anything in Star Wars is, but especially the supplies to shipping, is, in the words of Rose Tico, it's not fighting what we hate, it's protecting what we love. I think that's the quote.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the way we got to address any of this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I think that brings us to the end of this episode.
If any of y'all want to talk about shipping in a happily non-judgmental corner of the universe, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Mernell, MIRNELL.
And I am at MC Frotus, which is MECEE
FRODIS. You can also find us at SW Trash Podcast on Twitter. You can also search for us on Facebook, Tumblr, basically everything at we're the Trash Compactor Podcast.
You won't find me on Tumblr because it scares me, but...
but you can find the podcast directly. And please, if you want to support the show and help us come out with new episodes, buy our merch on TeePublic and Redbubble, or support us on Patreon. And we're Trash Compactor Podcast on Patreon. And you can support us for as little as $1 a month. So I think that brings us to the end. So until next time, may the force be with you.
Always.
And keep shipping.